exploring our oneness with spirit and each other. Unity Online Radio.
I feel the call of something more. I feel the call of something I've never felt before.
Welcome to the Call of Spirit. Tune in to Possibility with ordained Unity minister, Reverend Evelyn Foreman. Our program features leaders, movers, shakers, and everyday people like you and me as they share with you those pivotal, defining moments when they heard Spirit's call and what it was like for them to tune in to something more. And now, Reverend Evelyn and our program, The Call of Spirit. Tune in to Possibility.
Good day and happy 2017, everyone. Thanks for joining us today here on The Call of Spirit. Tune in to Possibility at Unity Online Radio. This is Reverend Evelyn Foreman, and what a great start this new year has been already. If you are looking for me and looking to dive deep into the heart of your heart to finding love this year, visit me on my website at evelynforeman.com. I've got a new spiritual program online, and I think you'll love it. And I know that it will bring you to even greater love. Let's address a format change real quick right here on The Call of Spirit. We've ordered our show just a bit differently this year, and I think you'll love it. The first part of our show is business as usual. I'll continue to have sacred dialogue with my enlightened guest about The Call of Spirit and the possibility of what unfolds when we lean into Spirit's call. And then in the latter part of the show, we'll go deeper. Be in practice, immerse in our breath. Together, we will listen to Spirit's call and dive deep into a meditation experience, going even deeper into the very topic of our show. This way, when you download our episodes and take them with you, you can always immerse in Spirit's loving light and energy. When you need or want centering to remember the truth of your being, press play, and I and my guests will be with you anytime, anywhere. So January is already passing us by, with February peeking just around the corner. New Year's is usually an opportune time to make resolutions. As a worldwide culture, the human race joins together in collective consciousness to resolve to either do something new, like say join the gym or take a class, or release something that no longer serves them, such as a habit that's past its time, or releasing unproductive thoughts and otherwise. So what's your resolution this year? This year, what calls to me, rather than revving up and digging in, I'm led to a familiar practice of kenosis. Now, kenosis is a Greek term for emptying, like what the Buddhists do in meditation. To empty one's mind and to allow the new flow of spiritual jujubes, as I affectionately call it, to arrive and to come in. When we are brave enough to empty ourselves of our illusions, thoughts, and attachments, we make space for God, for Spirit to run, jump, stream, dance, and channel its way to us. When I release clinging to people, places, and things, I allow my good to find its way to me, channeling through me and as me. And well, my good is certainly flowing. Thank you, Spirit. As I have the fortune, the privilege, and the pleasure to have Reverend David MacArthur here with me to talk about heart this year, heart math, and how to allow the heart to be the intelligence that guides us. He's also here to talk about the debut of his coming book, The Spiritual Heart. So before I make formal introductions, let's just take a minute to take a breath and to come to presence to this holy moment now. And as we feel the breath that breathes us, let's give thanks for the privilege of life in every way. We say thank you to all that has served us, all that is serving us, whether we know it or not. And we release this, surrendering ourselves to the allness of love. And for this and so much more, in the name of love and spirit rising, amen. And so, as I promised a meditation experience for the latter part of our show, I have with us Reverend David MacArthur, who is a longtime beloved Unity minister, most recently serving at Unity Walnut Creek in California. And he has heard the calling on his heart to step into an even greater expression of love and spirit. David MacArthur has passionately pursued the understanding of human transformation. From a law career, his search took him into Unity Ministry, as well as serving for 7 years on the staff of the world-renowned HeartMath Institute. He has taught thousands of people the heart-based HeartMath transformation techniques. In addition, he has served for over 35 years as a Unity leader and minister. Along with his father, David is the co-author of The Intelligent Heart, describing how the scientific discoveries of heart math and the power of love bring personal transformation and spiritual growth. His new book, Your Spiritual Heart, reveals how we access our spiritual nature through our physical hearts. David shares the powerful access code through which we access the deepest levels of wisdom within our spiritual hearts. And David, I would just like to take a moment to welcome you to the show. It is such a privilege to have you here with me today. Thank you for being available and saying yes to coming on and talking about the heart.
Evelyn, it's a delight to be there with you.
So wonderful. So you have a new book on the horizon. I'd love to find out more about the book, and also maybe in the mix of things you can share with us how you came to this journey of the heart, because your background is in the legal profession. So share with us how that unfolded for you.
Evelyn, I was at a point in life where I was thought I had everything set, and I was on my journey. I was about to complete law school and go into the legal profession, which I did for a number of years. But at that time in my life, I experienced the Spirit in a way that profoundly changed my life. My wife was murdered, and I was suddenly in the position of dealing with that loss. And we had a beautiful little baby girl. Her name is Lisa, and she needed all my love and care because she just lost her mother, who had been everything in her life. And what I found within myself was I was in such conflict over the loss and the feelings that wanted to arise in me towards the young man who had taken her life.
Mm-hmm.
And in response to that, I ended up going to prayer and really asking for help. I wasn't even sure what the help was I needed, but I knew that with that conflict of feelings, I couldn't really be there completely for this wonderful little girl.
Mm.
And the result of that was I had an experience of Spirit moving through my heart, filling me with amazing love. I went from a state of anguish into one of just pure bliss.
Mm.
And I noticed in the weeks after that there was no more conflict. Mm-hmm. I was at peace. I was able to be there completely with my heart open for this wonderful little girl and help her to meet the needs in her life. And I harbored no resentment for this young man and his acts. I was at peace.
Mm-hmm.
Once having experienced this powerful presence of Spirit and how it transformed my being, really started a search to find out what is Spirit? How do we connect with it? Mm. How do we bring this into everyday life?
Yeah. It sounds like an immensely blessed, mystical experience, and one of the questions that arise in me is that in that moment that you had that experience, did you step aside to let Spirit through, or was Spirit calling you forward?
At that point, what I didn't realize was that I had stepped aside. Now, not in our traditional senses
right.
of letting go.
Sure.
But what happened was there was a moment when my heart opened, and it's that greater stepping aside that I did not understand at the time, but mm-hmm. after years of study, I've come to understand is that letting go of the brain running our perception of life and actually connecting through my heart with this powerful transformative presence that is our spiritual self.
Beautiful. So after your experience, because that is a call of Spirit in that moment, and you answered it, it sounds like. After that experience, was it easy for you to get back to, quote, regular life, or was your way of being different because of that experience?
But I must admit, life was different after that. I saw it differently. I experienced it differently, and you know, so that it's at a very core level, it had changed how I was perceiving life and the end myself and what it was about. Simply the experience of forgiveness that went not from passively into something like passively not caring, but actually took me into a state of understanding and compassion is such a different view of life than I was holding before.
Mm-hmm.
You used the word spirit call. I kind of get a sense of it lifted me up and carried me along.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So, heart math. Now, many of us in our circle know heart math. We're familiar with heart math. Could you boil it down for us who may not have an understanding of what heart math is, so that we have a context to which we can have this conversation and go deeper into the work that you do?
Let me share it in the way that it came to my discovery. Having begun this real search for spiritual connection and what it means, I had the experience as a Unity minister guiding people and realizing that not only could myself and others seldom love in that state where there was conflict around us, but that in fact we weren't very wise and we really needed that wisdom. There was another level of wisdom. And so I prayed and asked for, how do I find this? And, you know, within a month after that prayer, I ran across material. The Institute of Heart Math was very, very new at that time. They had just published their first book and incorporated, and I ran across their work and realized there was something quite different here. Mm. And they were talking, in a sense, about guidance and intelligence that we have access to through the heart. And so that was intriguing to me, particularly in working with people and realizing how much we needed guidance.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went and experienced heart math, began to learn about their scientific research, I understood that basically, this was a group of people who really had real care for about people and the struggles they were in. And they'd started to look what causes transformation, what really lifts us from one level to another. And they had deep scientific connections, so instead of approaching it philosophically or out of spiritual texts, they began to approach it scientifically.
Mm-hmm.
And they realized that there was, at that time, a great deal of research on stress and what it does to us, but there was almost no research into the world of positive feeling and how that affects us.
Mm-hmm.
So when they entered into that research, they discovered that the heart is the very center of human transformation. And out of their research, then they began to turn that knowledge into techniques that people could use. So they were able to look and say, here's what your body's doing when you're in stress, when you're anxiety or worry. And within your biophysical system, there is a way of changing your body so that it is no longer in stress. And that change translates into you're no longer thinking in a stressed way. You're much smarter, in fact. And the stressful emotions are released and no longer controlling how we feel. So in the scientific research that they did, they really were able to, through this set of techniques, help a person literally transform the physical body, the cognitive system, and our emotional system, and do this within a minute or two. And when I looked I was the first clergy person to come across dark math. And I looked at it and I thought, well, that's what we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Only it looks to me like they're doing a little better than I've been. So I began to test it. I began to explore their teachings and the research. And the more I looked, the more I was amazed and began to understand that we were looking at biophysical transformation. But as I understood it, what we were seeing was transformation that really came from the spiritual self and flowed through this change that happens in the heart.
Very nice. So it's almost a scientific technique. Would you say it's scientific?
Oh, yes. Yes. And they've been written up in the major scientific peer-review journals. So it really is. And part of that scientific knowledge is that there are instruments that measure and validate this. And, you know, it's something that people can do regularly on their own, and through HeartMath they can actually have instruments that show this change take place in their own bodies.
Right. So I know HeartMath as a technique for connecting to the allness and the spirit. Can you share with us the name of HeartMath? Do you know where that came from in terms of the math itself?
Yes.
Is there something behind that? There probably is, right?
You bet there is. Part of the challenge when we start to talk about the heart, and remember at that time, heart was viewed in our society almost like the Valentine's Day experience or Hallmark cards.
Right,
it was the touchy-feely, warm, fuzzy kind of perception.
Right.
And as HeartMath was working with it, the scientists and the people there were looking at it, they were looking at it energetically. They were looking at it as a series of equations. If you do this, there is a set result that will happen. And that will happen every time, just like a mathematical equation.
Mm-hmm.
And that result, you know, like a scientific experiment and the calculation that's there, that result is going to be the same and it's going to be measurable.
Okay.
So the name implies their commitment to take this out of, if you will, Valentine's Day heart.
Mm-hmm.
And bring it into the world of measurable, replicable transformation.
Sure. That's fascinating. You can calculate the heart, and you could put something in and get a result out scientifically.
And one of the things that has been such a delight, I know many Unity ministers have been there and learned heart mass techniques because I've taught many of them. But part of that is that with the results that science shows us, as ministers, we've taught people the teachings about love and how love transforms. But we never had any data to back that up. And now we've got the data. We've got the proof. And the truth is, it's more powerful than we thought it was.
Amazing. Well, science is truly caught up with our faith, right?
Yes. As a matter of fact, knowing that your listeners, many of them may share a love of Charles Fillmore and his affection for science. I had so many ministers say to me there at the HeartMath facilities, if Charles Fillmore were alive, he'd be right here in this lab.
Oh, yes. I can see that. I can see that for sure. So, David, tell me about your spiritual heart.
Okay.
Tell us about that, because I am really thrilled that it's about to come off the presses.
One of the things that I discovered, Evelyn, was that we have many different perceptions of our relationship to spirit and our spiritual nature. And I had the very unique opportunity of being able to be in a world that understood that connection spiritually and a world that understood it scientifically. And what I witnessed and I experienced personally in myself and in the thousands of people I've been able to train has been that one can connect with their spiritual heart, this transformative spiritual being and instrument that we have, this nature that is so powerful in us. We connect with that through the physical heart. So when you see the data that shows the heart literally changing its patterns, the energy fields within the heart moving from disordered to ordered states.
Mm-hmm.
What that really does, it's to me like a doorway that opens.
Mm-hmm.
And the spiritual heart flows through that, the spirit of love and wisdom and power. Our spiritual love, wisdom, and power moves through the heart. And that then is given to us as an expanded awareness. And we experience as wisdom, practical, applicable wisdom in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
I might just share a simple story of that happening.
Please, yes.
I was actually working at HeartMath, which is in the Santa Cruz Mountains of California, a beautiful redwood forest. And I had young children in school at the time. And we kind of had this morning affirmation in our house that went something like, hurry up or you'll miss the school bus. And affirming that often, eventually, of course, what happens is we drove from the house down to the school bus stop. And the school bus had left long before us. And in all that tension, you know, I know you've got young children. It's just, everything going different directions, and the tension of getting everybody in the car and down to the school bus. You know, the car was tense. I was upset at the kids because they hadn't been ready like they were supposed to be. I had a meeting coming up shortly I was about to go to, and their school was a long way away, and there was no way of catching the bus the way it went on the these roads back there in the mountains. So I realized I was about to, again, launch into the kids on how they'd blown it, and just thought, well, you know, this would be okay for that heart wisdom thing. Let me check with my heart. So I took what was probably about a minute and a half, and I went through a very simple set of steps. And at the end of that minute and a half, I was no longer upset at all. Mm. I was very peaceful. I felt good about the opportunity that was before me. I felt connected with my children. And so I turned around and said to them, well, we missed the bus, so here's what we're going to need to do. I'm going to drive you to school. I needed to be at a meeting, but the truth is, they can begin without me. And I know that you're both upset, and you have an important day ahead of you. So I'm going to put on some music. I want you to take some deep breaths and relax. We're going to have a nice drive into school. You're going to have a wonderful day. I'll be late for my work, but I can be late for work. And I'm going to have a wonderful day.
Hmm.
And that was a completely different set of mm-hmm. way of looking at the situation than I was in a minute and a half before. It went from a state of resentment to a state of connection with my children. It went from a state of irresolvable conflict to clear understanding of what priorities were and how to take care of them. And I went from a state of anxiety to a state of peace. And that's what I understand now.
Mm.
Is that I was able to connect with my spiritual heart, and that love and wisdom of my spirit flowed in and through my physical heart and changed my body, changed my thinking, changed my emotions, and took me into a state of spiritual connectedness.
Mm.
And it's that change that the book is about.
Yeah.
Beautiful. What is it? How do we do it? What does it look like? How do we understand it?
Hmm. Sounds like the practice is a peace warrior's lightsaber to become Yoda.
I hadn't thought of it in that term, but I think that's brilliant.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting
really
from you.
It cuts right through it, you know?
Yeah.
And it is. It's mastery. I mean, Yoda is a symbol of mastery, and it is literally the mastery of the self.
Mm.
And
so, aside from the willingness to want peace, to want harmony, to want healing in our lives, is it a practice that I get better and better at, or do I get it and then it clicks into place and I can get there every time?
It's a little bit more like learning tennis.
You gotta
hit a lot of balls, you know?
That's fair.
Now, it's simple. The technique, and I share the full technique in the book. And it is very simple. It is something that one can do and do it effectively the very first time you try it. And I've had the privilege of teaching again, thousands of people to do this. And I'm still amazed to be in front of a group of people, take them through simple steps, and watch the amazing look on their faces as suddenly they're sitting there with something that was a problem that they're now at peace about, and they understand how to take care of it. So it is quite doable, but it is also a skill that we build.
Okay.
And so practice and working to get it more and more skillful, more and more natural to make that choice and move through the steps. All that's important.
Oh, wonderful. Now, I know that your book is launching soon. Would you like to share with us some dates? Because I know that you're going to be back on the show too, and we're going to have a conversation about that when it does launch. So share with us when you anticipate for it to be out and where we can find it, where we can find you.
Okay.
And anything relevant to the book, because I think that I'm very interested in it. I read it. I love it. It's marvelous. And I'm sure our listeners are interested as well.
Okay, the book is Your Spiritual Heart, and on February 7th, so just a couple weeks from now, it will be up and available on Amazon, which is the easiest way to go ahead and get it. It's going to be available in an e-book form and in a hard copy form. So that's February 7th. And then because I do trainings around the country and I work with people as they develop and learn these techniques, I have a website that will be up around that same time. And it is accessingwisdom.com. Because that's my goal, for everyone to be able to access their wisdom. And that's, and of course, it takes place by spiritual connection. Now, your listeners are at Unity FM, and they appreciate spiritual connection, but not all the world is comfortable with that term.
Right.
But all of us want more wisdom. So the website is accessingwisdom.com, and the book is Your Spiritual Heart. And on February 7th, it will be available at Amazon.
Wonderful. And we're going to have, when we come back from break, David, we're going to have you do the meditation. The meditation itself will be a practice, is that right, of heart math?
Yes, it'll be a part of making that connection through your spiritual heart.
Wonderful, wonderful. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners at this point about the work that you do that is important for us to know?
I do want to mention, I realize I mentioned the devices that can measure our heart connection and change, and those I want folks to know are available through HeartMath, heartmath.com, if they're interested in that. We are at a time where so much is changing. And one of the things that is changing, we are in an expansion of spiritual awareness that is powerful and profound. And these techniques, this knowledge, is a part of that expansion to bring it from the knowledge that has been held by mystics for ages and bring it right down into we can all do it, we can do it easily and quickly. And that wisdom is always available to you. It's your wisdom. It's available every day, every moment, every situation.
Beautiful. Thank you. Well, thank you so much. We're going to now take a break. Listeners, we're talking with Reverend David MacArthur, author of the new book titled Your Spiritual Heart. It's going to be available on Amazon. in the next couple of weeks. And this book reveals how we can access our spiritual nature through our physical hearts, very timely work, much needed by all. When we come back from break, we're going to do some heart math and breathe into the heart of God. You can download that episode, take it with you, and David and I will be right there with you. This is Reverend Evelyn Forman with the Call of Spirit here at Unity Online Radio. We'll be right back.
Like to share the programs that inspire you most with audiences around the world? That's easier than ever with mobile giving. Just text Unity Radio to 72727 and help us continue offering spiritual programs that change lives.
The world is full of voices, advertising, television, politics, colleagues, family, and friends. All are too happy to tell us how to live. In all of that noise, it's easy to miss the one voice that matters, your own soul. What would happen if you could hear that voice? Imagine the clarity, confidence, and courage that would be yours and the life you could create. Join Janet Connor, best-selling author of Writing Down Your Soul, The Lotus and the Lily, and Your Soul Wants Five Things, as she and her guests explore how to hear the call of the soul and create the soul-directed life. Live Thursday at 1 p.m. Central, only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Go inside to find.
Does music open your heart and bring you peace and joy? Experience the sacredness of sound with Ramdesh Kaur as we travel the world of mantra, kundalini yoga, and devotional music. Join us for a journey into spirit, Thursdays at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern on Spirit Voyage Radio with Ramdesh. Only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Listening to the Call of Spirit. Tune in to Possibility. Our program features open-hearted, connected, conscious dialogue about defining moments of clarity and inner guidance. We now return to the Call of Spirit.
I want to make a move right now, though I don't know when or how. But when I trust and know the truth, my heart will point the way.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Call of Spirit. Tune in to Possibility here at Unity Online Radio. Please support this ministry and donate at unityonlineradio.org. If you're looking to find love in this year, 2017, I invite you to come home to your heart on a soulmate path. To learn more about how to dive deep and make room for love, visit my website at evelynforman.com. On our show, The Call of Spirit, we talk candidly with an open heart about the calling,
within that arises, the sacred nudge that knocks on our hearts and invites us to be who we've come to be in the world, contributing to a world in a way that only we can contribute. Each one of us has a holy directive in life, our divine purpose. We talk about this divine purpose transparently. It's a call, a path, a calling, the simultaneous unfolding of humanity and divinity within. It is an awakening to ourselves and as it expresses outward to benefit the greater good. And when we listen to the call of spirit, when we follow our call, it is a process of waking up, of awakening to our purpose, the truth of our being. And so as I promised earlier, this latter part of our program is a meditation so that we can dive deep together to come back to ourselves so that we can listen to what spirit is calling us to do and to immerse in spirit's love and light. And so if you're at a place where you can join us, please begin consciously connecting with your breath. If not, please download this episode and take us with you and breathe with us anytime. And so take a breath into the bright light of spirit that you are emanating as you. Taking just a moment to acknowledge and thank you for being part of our consciousness today.
This is David MacArthur, and I invite you to join me for a time of meditation, a time of deep heart connection with that spiritual presence at the core of your being. For this meditative time, I invite you to enter into a relaxed position, empty your hands, sit comfortably, and as we let the body enter that place of comfort, be aware of the noises that are around you. They are simply a part of life. Let them be part of that wonderful background of life as we move our attention to that which is deeper, to that which is at the core of our being. So let's begin this meditation together. The first step is to simply bring your hand to your chest and touch your heart. As we touch our hearts, we feel that connection begin to deepen, that connection with this divine presence, the spiritual nature at the very core of our being. Now breathe through your heart. Pretend that your breath moves in and through this place of spiritual connection at the very center of your being. Let those breaths lengthen. Let them slow, as though they were instruments carrying the very energy of being in and out through your heart. Breathing those long, deep breaths. Now into your awareness, call forth a memory of a moment when your heart was full. Remember that moment from your past, a moment when those feelings of the heart were overflowing. Maybe a moment of time with a wonderful friend. It may be as simple as a special memory of being at the beach and watching the waves crash on the shore. It may be a time when a little one took your hand or gave you one of those marvelous, uninhibited child hugs. Whatever your memory is, remember how it felt. Focus on that feeling. Enjoy that beautiful feeling. As focused in your heart, that feeling of the fullness of your heart grows. It may be joy or care or compassion, many of the beautiful feelings of love. Let that feeling grow. With each breath, let it grow. The beautiful feeling of the fullness of your heart. As you enjoy that beautiful feeling, now let it grow into the pure, simple feeling of love. You might feel it first as a moment when you felt great love for another, maybe a child or someone dear to you. You may feel it as a moment when you were loved, because all love is God. Feel it now as that love for you. Let it flow into your being, feeling it now as love for you. Breathe that love. Let it flow through your heart. And now in that love, rest for a moment in silence. In that love, rest for a moment in silence. In that silence, your mind may enter in, gently set it aside, and again breathe that feeling of love. From that feeling of love, return to silence. Breathing love, feeling, resting in the very stillness at the center of being. Breathing love, resting in silence. And now taking that deep breath again through your heart, breathing that love. Feeling it, feel your whole being, every cell. Let it grow as though it were a brilliant light, illuminating every cell, filling your body with energy, lifting your mind to greater understanding, and illuminating the path before you. As we breathe this beautiful feeling of love, we now gently move the body filled with love and energy. The heart ready to engage the world before us. And know that from this divine source, the illumination for each step upon your path flows easily and freely into awareness. And in that awareness, we are at peace. Know this simple truth, for that love flows before you, and it creates the very highest for you. Divine love flows before me, making easy, joyous, and successful my way. Divine love flows before me, making easy, joyous, and successful my way. Hold that thought with me. Divine love flows before me, making easy, joyous, and successful my way. That is the truth. Have a most beautiful day.
And so take a breath into your being to come back. Wiggle your fingers and toes, bringing circulation to our body temples. And I am so grateful to have this time with you. And special thanks today to Reverend David MacArthur. This is Reverend Evelyn Foreman. And you are listening to The Call of Spirit. Tune in to possibility here at Unity Online Radio. Please share our programming with others who may benefit from simply listening. Download this episode at unityonlineradio.org/thecallofspirit. Please direct love offerings to unityonlineradio.org. Your contributions and support will help programming and network operations here at Unity Online Radio, helping us reach listeners around the world with spiritual programming just like this one. If you're looking to find love in your life this year in 2017, I invite you to come home to your heart on a soulmate path. To learn more about how to dive deep and make room for love, visit me at my website at evelynforeman.com. And this is Reverend Evelyn Foreman with The Call of Spirit, reminding you to breathe, to connect, and to remember the essence of your being, love expressing as light. Remember this as you listen to your call of spirit and as you tune in to possibility. Aloha.
I feel the call of something more. I feel the call of something I've never felt before. I feel the call.
Thank you for listening to The Call of Spirit. Tune in to Possibility with Reverend Evelyn Foreman. When we surrender and lean in to that something more, everything shifts. Join us on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Central for more inspirational, heart-centered stories that will uplift, connect, and move you toward your higher calling in life. To learn more about our ministry and upcoming guests, please visit us online at thecallofspirit.com.
When we think of peace, we may imagine ourselves sitting high on a mountaintop at daybreak or walking on a secluded beach while the sun sets. But peace isn't a luxury reserved only for special occasions or special places. It's an essential tool for daily living. My peace isn't dependent upon a particular place or event. At any time and in any circumstance, I can shift my focus from the appearances of life to the reality of peace within myself. Park Cousins said, "How things look on the outside of us depends on how things are on the inside of us." So if you don't like what you're seeing around you, paint a different picture within you. Peace. What I see is what I get. Peace can begin with me.
To find a Unity Church near you, please visit our website at www.unity.org.
The world is full of voices, advertising, television, politics, colleagues, family, and friends. All are too happy to tell us how to live. In all of that noise, it's easy to miss the one voice that matters, your own soul. What would happen if you could hear that voice? Imagine the clarity, confidence, and courage that would be yours and the life you could create. Join Janet Connor, best-selling author of Writing Down Your Soul, The Lotus and the Lily, and Your Soul Wants Five Things, as she and her guests explore how to hear the call of the soul and create the soul-directed life. Live Thursday at 1 p.m. Central, only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Go inside to find.
Peace in the presence of conflict. Love in the presence of hatred. Forgiveness in the presence of injury. These words are easy to say. It's challenging, though, to live them in everyday life. After all, I can make my words and actions peaceful, but I have no control over the words and actions of others. That's true, but think about it. If you, then I, then others, one by one, responded in love in every situation, the effect would be like the wave you see spread across a sports stadium. It would go on and on, gaining momentum as it moved through the people around us. I can let peace begin with me.
To find a Unity Church near you, please visit our website at www.unity.org.
Does music open your heart and bring you peace and joy? Experience the sacredness of sound with Ramdesh Kaur as we travel the world of mantra, kundalini yoga, and devotional music. Join us for a journey into spirit, Thursdays at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern on Spirit Voyage Radio with Ramdesh. Only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.